like school, mostly. My science teacher doesn't think that God created the world, though.
Even though everything in the world says God created it, some people don't see it. Happy Sunday! I'm Zach, and you're listening to Keys for Kids. I'm so glad that you're here. It's amazing how complex God made nature. Everything from the worms in the ground to the sun in the sky shows how well-planned God created things. It's just that not everybody believes it. A lot of people believe that everything was made by random accident and evolution, and that God doesn't exist. But you know what? It takes more faith to believe in that than it does to believe in God. After all, how could something so complicated like the universe be made by accident? The truth is found in the book of Colossians, chapter 1, verse 16. It says, "For by Jesus all things were created. All things were created through him and for him." And now for our story, it's called A Worm with a Purpose. "Come here, Mr. Wiggle Worm," Peter said as he put an earthworm in a can. "Hey, Dad, are worms good for anything besides bird food and fish bait?" "Yes," said Dad. "They help the earth breathe." Peter laughed. "Like lungs?" Dad smiled. "Not exactly, but as worms burrow through the ground, they let fresh air through the soil. The more they eat and digest the soil, the better it is for growing things. God has a purpose for everything." "Well, I'm glad one purpose for worms is to make bait," said Peter. "We'll catch more fish that way. This will be enough, won't it?" Dad nodded, and they headed to the lake. That evening, the family enjoyed fish for supper. "Yum," Peter said as he took a bite. "Fishing was so much fun. I wish I could skip school and go fishing every day." Mom laughed. "Now that would be overdoing it a little," she said. "Besides, you like school," said Peter's sister, Anne. "Yeah, except science," Peter said. "I don't agree with some of the things Mrs. Moore says. She thinks the universe came about on its own, but the Bible says God created everything, right?" "That's right," said Mom. "It's amazing that people can't see how the beauty and complexity of nature points to a God who planned everything and makes it all work together." Dad nodded. "Even though sin broke creation in deep ways, we can see the goodness of God in everything he made." "Like worms and how they help things grow?" Peter asked. "Right," said Dad. "The sun is another example of God's goodness. It's just the right distance away so we can live comfortably, and seasons follow one another in perfect order. Only God could have planned everything so well." "And he has a special plan for people too, right?" asked Anne. "Indeed he does," Mom replied. "Jesus came and died for the whole world, and one day he'll return and make all creation new so it's no longer affected by sin. He has a purpose for everyone who trusts in him, a plan for how he wants each one of them to be a part of his kingdom on earth." Dad nodded. "Because of Jesus, all of creation, down to the littlest earthworm, has a purpose in the kingdom of God." So how about you? Do you know that God is in charge of everything? He's the one who created the whole universe and makes it all work together. Though the sin we brought into the world causes a lot of problems, it won't be around forever. Jesus saved the world from sin when he died on the cross, and he has a purpose for everything, including you. Trust him and his plan for your life. Once again, our key verse.
Colossians 1:16. "For by Jesus all things were created. All things were created through him and for him."
And our key thought today, God created everything with a purpose. Well, that's all for me. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids. We'll see you tomorrow.